the rescue episode of PMK.
Help! Help me!
Hang on!
I need the real Baywatch lifeguards. And rescue a drowning man in a hoisting operation. Then I help special avalanche dogs find people buried in the snow.
A dog can smell a buried person even under a deep layer of snow.
Just calm down. Don't panic. Just take a big, deep breath.
Charlie gives us tips on how to stay alive until help arrives.
Now this will cut down on the cold from the wind and provide you shade from the sun.
Then I break into a house to rescue a hostage.
A dynamic entry is when you burst your way in.
Help! Help! It's Popular Mechanics for Kids. To the rescue!
You rescue a cat?
Don't you realize that I've trained with the Los Angeles County Lifeguards and I've driven a Baywatch rescue boat?
Yeah, well, apparently you don't know how to climb a tree.
I can climb a tree. Stand back.
Ah, ow, no!
That's it, you did it. You rescued the cat. Tyler?
Alicia?
Yeah? Let's see if he has better luck on the water.
This is your test. Ready?
Ah! What kind of test is this?
Well, now that we know that you can swim, we can make you an honorary lifeguard for one day. Let's go to work.
Welcome to Baywatch. Not the television show over there. The real Baywatch, here. We're going out on a rescue. The TV series is based on these guys. They're Los Angeles County lifeguards. The show is named after their boats.
Let's get this boat into action.
Woo! All right.
This is no ordinary boat. It's got three engines, two of them to make it go fast,
and one to pump seawater through this hose to put out fires.
It's the job of Baywatch, Del Rey, to back up the beach lifeguards during rescues and to help boats in trouble.
Shelly and Phil work as a team.
As we head out to patrol the shore near the beach, I take control of the rescue boat.
Roger, requesting your services off Avenue 19. We have Manor Riptide. Need your backup. Over.
We're on the way this time.
Tyler, we got Manor Riptide. Let's go.
All right.
A riptide is a strong undercurrent of water that runs away from the beach. It can carry a person far from the shore.
Riptides cause about 90% of our rescues. Right over here at Avenue 19, we got a victim being pulled out in a rip current. The lifeguard on the beach is leaving her tower at this time.
Yeah, I see her.
She's coming down to make the rescue. We work very closely with lifeguards on the beach.
Got it?
Whoa, you get it. I don't want to hit them.
This is a training exercise. The Baywatch lifeguard set this up specially for me to see how they do it.
She's got him.
Now get him in the boat. We have to drive close. Careful not to hit him.
When someone is injured badly and needs to get to a hospital fast, the lifeguards call for a Coast Guard helicopter.
Tyler, come on back here. The chopper's about ready to come.
Hold a hang right there.
The helicopter! I have to keep the boat going straight at just the right speed so they can pick him up.
Hey, watch straight ahead. Watch straight ahead.
The pilot can't see us because we're directly under the chopper. We're counting on the guy leaning out to tell him where to fly. We have to make sure the cable doesn't get tangled on its way down. A tangled cable can get caught on the boat and will be cut, ending the rescue. Real emergency. They can do the hoisting in less than 3 minutes.
Tyler, you're gonna be a real good lifeguard, but you could use a little bit more training, okay?
I huff and I puff and I
use a sledgehammer. Don't miss my daring hostage rescue. That's coming up on PMK. Hands up, police officers! This is a training mission for rescue divers. Today's assignment? To find a handgun at the bottom of a river. Not an easy job in water like this. To protect his body against the cold water, the diver wears a thick dry suit. He also wears a face mask with two-way communication and a helmet-mounted camera. This lets the people on land follow his progress. There's also another diver on standby, in case he gets into trouble. The diver searches the river bottom 1 square foot at a time.
I got the gun. Can you see it on the monitor?
Okay, he's located the weapon.
Great job, Scott. Great job on the fire. Thanks.
Baywatch training. Good thing Yasmin Bleeth is not watching. What was that? Oh, nothing. Well, Mr. Too Good to Rescue a Cat, what happened?
Well, I was up here and everything was fine, but then I happened to glance down and...
Oh, it is high from up here.
Yeah.
Help!
Help!
Please help!
Goodness.
Don't worry. I'm here to get you down.
Okay.
Who wants to come down first?
Me!
Hey, one at a time.
Ow! The cat! Ouch!
I guess we're not cut out for rescuing animals.
But here's a story about animals that can rescue humans.
Don't know where they are. The rescue team has 5 minutes to find them, or else he could die. I'm going on a rescue mission.
When someone gets buried in an avalanche, the rescuers must act fast. Getting to the buried victim on time is a matter of life and death.
Almost all avalanche victims stay alive for the first 5 minutes. Some can even stay alive for the first 20 minutes under the ice and snow. But chances are, if they haven't found you after 20 minutes, you're dead.
A person's best hope is a search and rescue team working with avalanche rescue dogs.
A dog's sense of smell is up to 10 million times more sensitive than a human's. That's why they can easily find the trail of a buried person.
We're on a practice drill, but someone is actually hiding in a snow cave further up the mountain. And with Jody's help, We have to find them as fast as possible. Because if this were a real rescue mission, if we don't find them in 5 minutes, they could be dead.
Okay, Tyler, our witness told us that the victim was last seen just up under that rock band there.
Okay.
It looks like all the snow's come down and it's safe for us to go in there, so let's go.
Taking the dog's collar off gives him the signal that it's time to search.
Jody, we got someone buried. Are you ready to go to work? Are you ready? You go search.
The dogs are trained to run off in a zigzag pattern. If they were to run straight up, it would be easier to miss something along the side. A ski! And a ski pole!
Tyler, the ski here probably belongs to the guy who's caught. Maybe Jody will find some other articles of clothing or some packs buried, so keep your eyes open when we're heading up here, okay?
I will. It's ideal for the dog to work into the wind, so if there's a body under the snow, the scent will get caught in the breeze and the dog will pick it up.
Our bodies are constantly shedding skin cells and giving off gaseous odors. A dog can smell a buried person even under a deep layer of snow.
What do you got?
Found it?
She's got something.
Got it? Get him out of there. Come on. What do you got? Got a girl. Get him out of there.
You got someone in there?
Oh, okay.
Come on. All right, let's get you out of there.
So how do we do for time?
Well, Jody found him about a minute and a half, so as long as we got to the site in good time, I think we probably had a pretty good chance of making a live recovery.
Unfortunately, most victims die under the snow. Getting to the site on time is the biggest challenge. For the dog, this is just a game. But for the buried victim, it's a matter of life or death.
Let's go, guys. Let's get you out of here. Get you warmed up.
Charlie shows us some tricks that can save your life if you're lost.
Now, some people think that if you get desperate and you run out of water, you can drink pee.
Okay. This is a real earthquake. It happened in Northridge, California in 1994. It was a biggie, 6.8 on the Richter scale. The earthquake only lasted about 30 seconds, but there was a lot of destruction. And a lot of people were hurt. When things like this happen, emergency crews not only rescue people, they set up temporary shelters and distribute food and water. They also evaluate the damage and help people who've lost their homes find a place to live. When people get trapped in a car crash, it's Super Scissors to the rescue. This giant pair of scissors is actually called the Jaws of Life. It can stretch windows, tear apart doors, even cut the roof off a car. The Jaws of Life gets its strength from hydraulics. A pump sends liquid through a hose to the Jaws of Life. The liquid is pressurized. That means the pump is placing force on the liquid. This opens the tool's jaws. Hydraulics give all kinds of machines superpowers.
Oh, hey, how many times have you heard someone say, get lost? But what would you do if you really were lost? I'm not lost. No, I just, but let's just say that I was. Of course, the first thing that we need to do is just stop. And not just stop, but S-T-O-P. S is for stop. Just calm down. Don't panic. Just take a big, deep breath. T is for think. Your brain is what's going to save you here. O is for observe. Take a look around you. What can you use? And P. Hey, where are you going? I'm not actually going to pee. Come back here. P is for plan. And part of planning is making sure you were prepared before you got lost. Luckily, I am always prepared.
Matches in a waterproof container or a lighter. Here's a Charlie tip. A few small fires are warmer than one big one. Fire can also purify water, provide light, and keep predators at a distance. A space blanket. You can get one of these anywhere camping supplies are sold. They keep you warm. It can also be used to reflect sunlight or a fire to signal for help. It can be used to make a lean-to for shelter. Now, this will cut down on the cold from the wind and provide you shade from the sun. A good loud whistle to signal for help. You should always wear this around your neck. Water. Now, water is good because without it, you die. And dying is bad. So bring lots. Now, some people think that if you get desperate and you run out of water, you can drink pee. That doesn't work. Ugh. Brightly colored warm clothes so you can be seen in the woods. A pocket flashlight. A walking stick for walking. A locking folding knife. And a personal first aid kit. One of the biggest dangers of being lost outdoors is hypothermia. A few of the warning signs are shivering, slurred speech. What was the next thing? Oh, yeah, memory lapse. Fumbling hands, stumbling, drowsiness, and exhaustion. Oh, I could sure use a nap. But going to sleep would mean dying, and like I said before, dying is bad. The thing to do is to get dry. Get out of the wind and rain and get rid of any wet clothing. And just keep warm. Food is also important. Bugs are a good source of protein.
But you know what? I'm really, really hungry.
Wow, that was fast. Thanks. Maybe I should have gotten right back to town with him.
Hey, wait a minute. Can I have a ride? Hello? Yoo-hoo!
These weird-looking glasses will help rescuers do their job. It makes flying in bad weather safer because they can see through fog and smoke by creating a virtual map of the outside world. The glasses are connected to one regular and one infrared camera located on the chopper's roof. The pilot controls them by moving his head. When the pictures of the two cameras are combined, they give a clear view of what's outside. Cool!
Going?
I don't know. No one told me. There's a hostage situation.
Hostage situations require special equipment. We'll have to take you back to the command post.
It's a good thing this is just a drill.
Come on, Tyler. That's better. You got your coveralls, you got your boots. All you need now is your ballistic vest and your helmet. Here's your ballistic vest.
Oh, it's heavy.
This is a bulletproof vest. It's designed to save your life. It'll stop the bullets if they're shot at you.
Would it hurt if you got shot with this on?
Well, it'll still hurt, but it'll save your life. This weighs 32 pounds, or 15 kilograms. That's about a third of your body weight. For today's exercise, we don't need this big vest. This one's only for extreme circumstances.
All right, that's good.
We have a much smaller, lighter vest for you.
All right.
This one allows you to move faster and quicker. You'll be able to get the job done. Just like the big one, ceramic plate in the front and Kevlar, that'll still stop the bullets.
Cool.
All you need now is your helmet. I need mine. And we're set to go.
All right, let's go.
Let's go. That's better. Go, 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 go!
Tactical team is called in to do a dynamic entry whenever the hostage taker refuses to negotiate or give up. A dynamic entry is when you burst your way in. It would be too dangerous to use real people for this exercise, so the police have placed two plastic torsos inside the room they will break into. The one with the X is the bad guy, and the idea is to neutralize him before he has a chance to hurt anyone.
It looks like we're gonna go in. Tyler, your job's going to be to break down the door with this sledgehammer. person who breaks down the door is called the breacher. You can't get in unless you get that door open.
It's a lot of pressure. Any tips?
Make sure you get the door in the sweet spot.
Where's the sweet spot?
On this door, it's going to be right on the handle. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Normally, a dynamic entry takes about 5 seconds. Police officers try to distract or numb the suspect by using a distraction device. A distraction device is like a grenade, and when it explodes, it creates a bright flash and a loud bang that paralyzes anyone near it for 3 seconds. And here's how it was for the suspect. Not a chance!
Room clear. Good job, guys. Good job.
Wow! Pretty impressive. You think the hostage would have been okay? It took me like 15, 20 seconds.
It's tough to say. You'll get faster with practice, though. Good job.
You know, I could have climbed down any time, but I didn't want to leave her up there alone. You know how it is. Bye!
Well, that's it for the emergency rescue episode.
Well, I'll sleep a little easier knowing those highly trained professionals are out there
and that everyone is safe and sound.
See you next time
on Popular Mechanics for Kids.
Bye.
Help! Don't leave without me!
We'll be right back.